This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado lawmakers worked through the weekend to finalize bills before the session ends tonight, but the fates of some of the year's biggest policies are still undecided. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The legislature is required to adjourn at midnight, and Democrats who hold the majority are still working on some last-minute bills, including a change to how the state distributes Tabor refunds and the governor's major land use bill. House Majority Leader Monica Duran manages the schedule in that chamber and says she's determined to make sure everything gets done.
I love this part of the session, even though it can be kind of frustrating. I love it because I think we realize, looking back at the last 4 months, everything we've accomplished.
However, Republicans strongly object to the swift pace of work and have tried to slow things down, saying lawmakers aren't taking enough time to fully consider complex changes to bills.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Coloradans can trust their local banks. High-profile bank failures in other states appear isolated. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
First, Silicon Valley Bank collapsed. Then, most recently, First Republic. It can feel like dominoes falling. But
the bank failures we saw are very specific.
Doug Price is former CEO of First Bank and now owns a smaller bank on the Western Slope. He says those other banks had a unique set of circumstances leading to failure. Most of Colorado's local banks are small and conservative and appear to be doing well.
I own a bank. We and the employees own a bank. We're not stressed out every day about the safety of our bank.
And Price says, remember, anyone with deposits under $250,000 are fully protected. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.